The real estate of fear is a journey in discovering different aspects of ourselves, overcoming fear, becoming a better communicator, and gaining confidence. Based on talks given by young women speakers who are emerging in the professional and technical communications world, each episode is centered on a common theme, fear, and how fear influences the life choices we make. The Real Estate of Fear is hosted by Pamela Drake, Samantha Pezzolanti, Mariah Raja, and Jodi Ann Stevenson. Stay tuned. Welcome to episode 2 of The Real Estate of Fear, hosted by me, Mariah Raja. This episode will focus on fearing leadership and how to overcome this fear. A leader is a trailblazer, someone who is described as an individual who has excellent communication skills, can influence others, has confidence, and above all is fearless. They are endowed with courage and are expected to have the natural ability to steer people in the right directions. What people do not expect is for a leader to be cowardly in their role, but many leaders often too fear the role they assume. I asked a few people what word describes a leader to them, and here's what they had to say. What's a word that describes a leader?
Forceful.
What's a word that describes a leader?
Superior.
Neither words mentioned were words like fearful, cowardly, shy, or even skeptical. A leader to most is not a typical person. They're expected to have all the answers, always know right from wrong, and be able to handle all responsibilities without ever dropping the ball. For some, the role of leadership comes naturally, and their ability to shine is impeccable. But for me, it has always been terrifying. If you were to look up the definition of leader in the dictionary, my name by no means would appear. I am meek and shy, timid and skeptical. I am not a natural-born leader in no way, shape, or form. I fear the responsibility of leading because it means I risk the chance of letting others down. I risk the chance of being the one who drops the ball and having to answer all the questions that I cannot, or even finding a solution to the problem I cannot fix. However, I know that being a leader is a characteristic many employers seek in their potential employees. They want a person who can take charge. I'm not that person. Well, I wasn't that person. I grew up in a culture where girls' opinions were not asked of ever. I was expected to follow, and I fell into that role well. I let my voice go unheard for such a long time that when I was given the opportunity to speak and take charge in simple tasks, such as group work in grade school, I became filled with fear. I knew my place, and it was not as a leader. And because I was told I couldn't be one so many times over and over again, I feared having to take that place. Fast forward 10 years, and I am no longer in grade school. I am a graduating senior in college. I have seen and heard many leaders act, speak, and inspire others to help and bring about change in situations. And because of this, I have recognized my own fear, my fear of leadership. I recognized that if I continued to be fearful of this role, I would never get my ideas heard, or I would never show my true potential. So in my second semester of college, I started doing the smallest things that I thought a leader would do. I asserted myself, I told my story, I took small steps into sharing who I was, and placing myself into situations where I had to assume the role of being a leader. My fear of being a leader had driven me to assume the very role. By now, if you are listening to this podcast, you have probably searched for help in overcoming your fear of leadership. Now that you have listened to my story and possibly found some connection to your own, here are 5 of my strongest suggestions based on research of how to face your fear of being a leader. First, according to Dorothy J. Gator, author of Facets of Leadership, she states, "The leadership role requires courage and willingness to take risks. Because challenge and change are characteristic traits for the leadership position. So take a risk in the smallest way you can. This gives you courage and confidence to face bigger challenges. Secondly, in the Himalayan Times, the article, How to Become a Leader, encourages its readers by stating, "It's the fear that holds them back from becoming a leader. The main thing to conquer fear is to participate in various activities. It is important to spread your wings and explore who you are and what is offered. Moving out of your comfort zone gives you the ability to become more aware of what you are capable of, and in due time, helps you to overcome the fear of taking charge of a situation, which you may not be comfortable with." Third, Amanda Prosecco, author of Leadership Innate, Then Developed, writes bluntly, "Leaders follow their gut. So the next time you know you are right, follow that thought, assert yourself, and assume the leadership role that you innately have." Next, Warren Bennis, author of On Becoming a Leader, says, "To become a leader, you must become yourself. Become the maker of your own life. Knowing thyself is the most difficult task any of us faces. But until you truly know yourself, your strengths and weaknesses, know what you want to do and why you want to do it, you cannot succeed in anything but the most superficial sense of the world. Knowing exactly what scares you about leading helps you to address the fear. It means you are taking responsibility and becoming a leader of your own life." Lastly, this suggestion comes from no accredited scholar but myself. "The fear of leading is all but a fear. You have been taking chances all your life. It's what has gotten you here. Recognize what you are capable of. You too are a leader." Thank you all for listening to my podcast on fearing leadership. Until next time, trust in yourselves. And remember that living means being fearless. We are all leaders, so take a chance and be the leader you were born to be. Stay tuned for more from us at The Real Estate of Fear, where we build from our fears.